to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, August 22nd, 2012, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday, and another fun weekend. We're only, a week after this next weekend is going to be Labor Day weekend, and of course, next week is the GOP convention. Sorry about the noise. That thing should have come and gone a long time ago. My 60th birthday is a week from today, and that's good and it's bad. I have the same birthday as Michael Jackson did, which sort of destroys the whole theory of astrology because I can't dance and I'm not into little boys, so I guess we can let that particular mythology go on. About the only positive thing about turning 60, of course, is I know for an absolute fact I will not tragically die young. Other than that, bit of a drag. All right, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room today, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on and to talk about all the stuff that's going on. Been a little bit of a busy news day, a lot of really intense stuff going on, and at the top of the list, of course, is this continuing rhetoric regarding Syria. And as I mentioned yesterday, I think what's going on, Obama does not want to start a war with Iran because that's going to drag on and drag on, and America is war weary. We have been at war on Israel's enemies longer than we were in World War II, and we're seeing our nation dissolve around us for lack of care and lack of money and lack of support and maintenance because all the money is going into the war effort. We are basically, for all intents and purposes, on a wartime economy, and Obama knows war with Iran before the election is going to cost him votes, but I think the reason he's in this hot rush to get into Syria is he thinks it's going to be a slam dunk, that it's going to be a two-month war, and just as we're heading into the election, he'll declare victory, and he'll wave his flag with his face on it, and he'll, you know, remind everybody how he personally went and tweaked Osama bin Laden's beard last year, which we all know was a gigantic hoax and not a very well-done one as well. So all of that stuff's going on. I misplaced my flag with Obama's face on it. I'm going to be waving that around as an embarrassment to him. Because remember, when you go into a third world dictatorship, what do you see? The leader's face everywhere. And Obama's got his face on the American flag, which is just, it's an insult to the founding fathers. It's an insult to the 50 states. It's an insult to American veterans. I don't know what they were thinking when they came up with this thing. But apparently, they had a factory make these up. And you can still buy them if you want. You know, they're on eBay, and they're still out there, and it's amazing. The man has no shame at all. But getting back to the situation in Syria, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, has basically come out saying that the United States should not engage in any unilateral action on Syria. And Lavrov is saying all of this has to be run through the United Nations and the United Nations Security Council, where Russia does have a veto. And we have apparently moved past this phase where the conflict in Syria is supposed to be some kind of a popular revolution against the evil Assad. And we're hearing all that stuff. Assad is evil. He's bad. He supports terrorism. He keeps his library books up way past the due date. He tears tags off his couch cushions. He passes wind in elevators. We've got to get him out of there. And now the U.S. is just openly talking about, yeah, I guess we need to invade. We just need a good excuse. And what are they going to go back to? The weapons of mass destruction. The same bovine excrement they were shoveling at you to justify the war with Iraq. They've got weapons of mass destruction. They've got chemical weapons. They can't be allowed to have them because they're bad people. Forgetting that the United States has one of the largest stockpiles of chemical weapons in the entire world. Somebody's dumping some of the leftovers on that island in the Gulf of Mexico that they're going to have to close down. All right, we're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back with more about Russia and Syria and U.S. government stupidity after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. There is no such thing as a holy war. They are all the most unholy of human activity. They are mass murder wrapped in a pretty little flag. All right, getting back to the war in Syria, Russia has basically come out against unilateral action by the West, and it's specifically in response to Obama's latest tactic, which is to scream about chemical weapons this and chemical weapons that, and we can't let them have the chemical weapons because they might get into evil hands. I'd like to remind the White House, if they have anybody listening to my show, about how Israel was caught trying to sell a clandestine nuclear weapon to South Africa. I don't remember a big stink in the U.S. government about that. So now they're talking about the removal of serious chemical weapons as an excuse for a U.S. invasion. We can't trust Assad with chemical weapons. Well, if you go back and you talk to what started this whole kerfuffle, it was when Assad said that in order to defend their own country, they would resort to chemical weapons. That's the whole reason to have weapons of mass destruction. Not to invade another country, but to punish them for trying to invade you. It's called deterrence. And that is the justification for the United States to have this vast nuclear arsenal, its own arsenal of very lethal biological and chemical weapons. It's to deter invasion and attack. And what's going on here is the United States and Israel don't want other nations to be able to deter an attack or an invasion. That's the real issue here. That's why they're screaming about Iran having a nuclear bomb. What's Iran going to do with one bomb? Have a parade with it, take pictures with it, and say, hey, we're nuclear now. They're not going to attack the United States. They're not going to attack Israel, because both the United States and Israel have very large deliverable nuclear arsenals, which they would use to punish Iran for a nuclear strike. What Israel is all upset about and is trying to get the U.S. to go and whoop on Iran for is that if Iran had a single nuclear bomb, then Israel can't invade. They can't grab more land. They can't steal other people's property any longer because they can be punished. The same thing with the chemical weapon. Syria is not invading another country. They're not using chemical weapons to go and grab pieces of a neighboring nation. What they're talking about is using chemical weapons against an invading army. And what the United States is saying, we don't want Syria to be able to defend themselves against our hired mercenary army. So now they're making a big deal about the chemical weapons and saying that's the reason to go on in. And I would remind everybody, of course, of how we got into Iraq. Saddam's nuclear weapons, they will kill us in 45 minutes. We dare not allow them. And, of course, it turned out to be a gigantic hoax. And you know what's really amazing here? You, the American people, you ought to be insulted. Because the U.S. government thinks you are so stupid, you will fall for the same dirty trick over and over and over and over again. I know better. I know you're all smart, intelligent, analytical, skeptical people, and you realize this latest weapons of mass destruction thing is just more of the same. It's coming on out there. And nobody's falling for this thing. China has come out basically saying this whole chemical weapons thing, it's just another excuse for another U.S. invasion and conquest. The century of war, rebuilding America's defenses, the whole PNAC agenda. The U.S. is the only remaining superpower. Let's act like one. We're going to wage war on the world to save the dollar. Which won't work, by the way, because what their plan is to take all these little private central banks that have destroyed the nations that are enslaved to them and replace them with one gigantic planetary reserve bank, private central bank, which will enslave the entire globe for a century and then collapse. Now, Russia has come out and affirmed that if Syria does actually have chemical weapons, and Assad could be bluffing to try and get the mercenary army to leave, but Syria did not get them from Russia. So a big question mark whether Syria actually has them or not. Assad may have made a tactical mistake in hinting that he did have them. Nobody really knows. But you know something, that's Syria's business. You want to get upset about chemical weapons, like I said, get upset about all that mustard gas that got dumped on that island in the Gulf of Mexico. U.S. Army stuff. It's our stuff. They're going to have to close the island. No public access for a while. Off the coast of Hawaii here, we have got these huge underwater munitions dump sites going back to World War II. And the stuff down there, you wouldn't believe. You know, mustard gas, explosives, all kinds of stuff. It's marked on the local fishing charts. Don't trawl your nets here. Don't drop your lines here. You could hook something that would blow you and your boat up. It's just all down there. These war hawks, they make these horrible, lethal, toxic weapons. And when the war is over, they just throw them in the ocean. They get away with pollution on a scale that is unimaginable. You have the government running around, you know, saying, oh, you can't put your leftover alcohol in the water. You can't do this. We're trying to preserve the environment, and yet some of the most toxic things in the environment are courtesy of the U.S. government and the Department of Defense. As an odd little story here, you've probably by now heard of Area 51, that secret little air base where they do a lot of testing, Groom Lake, out northwest of Las Vegas. You can find it in Google Earth. They don't hide it anymore because the Russians blew the whistle on that a long time ago. The reason Groom Lake and that whole facility was made public was over a lawsuit regarding somebody who had died from highly toxic materials that were being tested out there. And that was the first time that the existence of Groom Lake and that whole facility was made public, because it had to go to the court system. And the U.S. government went in and said, no, you can't do this. It's national security. And the court said, we're not going to reveal national security, but you killed this woman's husband. And we got to deal with that. I doubt you'd see the same honorable approach by the courts today, but that's a matter for another day. Let's see. The hired mercenary army in Aleppo has made a tactical withdrawal, which is U.S. corporate media speak for ran like heck, from Salahuddin last week because they ran out of bullets. And apparently now they've got ammunition. They're coming back. They're doing hit and runs. They're basically doing hit-and-run and harassment attacks. They're losing this war. That's why the U.S., that's why Obama is so desperate to get this thing ramped up and get a no-fly zone and go in and say, we're invading them for their own good. We're going to bring them democracy or kill them trying. Now, the corporate media is making a really, really big deal over a statement made by Syria's deputy prime minister in which it is being spun to say that a possible Assad exit from the government is up for discussion. That's not exactly what was said. Okay, what was said is the U.S. position with Syria right now is that Assad must resign as a precondition for any kind of talks to end the violence, which is an admission that the U.S. is calling the shots regarding the violence by the so-called popular uprising here. So the U.S. is using a tactic which Israel has used all along. We will talk with you as long as you give us what we want first. Then we'll talk and see what, if anything, we feel we should give in return, which is usually nothing. And so Syria's deputy prime minister has said that's off the table. Assad's resignation is not a precondition for talks. And that's being spun to say, well, then if the talks go ahead, then that's an issue for discussion. And they're trying to basically fan that up to make it look like Assad is getting ready to leave. He's not going to leave. If he was going to leave, he would have boogied by now. Now, the corporate media is also making a big deal over the fact that Iran has begun construction of a $300 million anti-aircraft missile base, state-of-the-art, located near the city of Abada in southern Iran, down near the area of the Gulf where obviously conflict is going to begin. And my response to that is, yeah, Iran's building a new anti-aircraft missile base. Wouldn't you? The U.S. and Israel have been invading everybody around them on a pretty much constant basis. It is more than obvious that Iran is in Israel's sights. Aren't you going to start building up your defenses? Of course you would. Now, there's a new piece of propaganda that has come out. And the headline, this was all over the place. And by the way, I noticed, not surprisingly, that all of the corporate media websites that were carrying this story had disabled their comments. Couldn't get in and comment on the story. And the headline was, Iran's supreme leader orders fresh terror attacks on the West. They're coming for you. Those Arab Muslims, they're coming to do horrible things to you. And the story copy is basically, Iran's supreme leader has ordered the country's Revolutionary Guards to intensify its campaign of terror attacks, yada, 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 yada. Okay, now, this is a good example, class, of how common sense can overcome propaganda. And just stop for a moment, don't get caught up in the hysteria, and ask yourself why Iran, which clearly does not want a war, and which has not started a war of aggression in 200 years, why would they do something as stupid as launch terror attacks, knowing that such an act would give the U.S. and Israel the excuse for their long-sought invasion? And the answer, of course, is Iran's not going to do something like that. They're not stupid people. It's the U.S. and Israel, which have a history of constant wars of aggression, which have a history of staging false flag attacks to blame on their enemies, to trigger wars, that are likely to stage terror attacks in the West, to blame on Iran, to trick the people of the world into yet another long, costly, tedious war on Israel's enemies. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're following up on this story. It was all over the place. BBC was reporting and everything that Iran's supreme leader is calling for new terror attacks against the West. And Iran's not going to do something that stupid. Look at Israel. Look at the United States. Look at Iran, which is the one that is trying to avoid a war. They're going to be the last people to go out and commit some kind of a terror attack, because that's what Israel and the U.S. want. They need a big bang to revitalize world support for all this unending war on Israel's enemies, fought by U.S. soldiers. So this is probably a propaganda run-up for yet another plan under consideration for a false flag attack, to revitalize the war effort. So what do I mean by a false flag attack? Well, it's where Party A commits an act of terror against Party B, but throws the blame on Party C in order to trick Party B and C into fighting with each other. On the personal level, psychiatrists call it playing let's you and him fight. And there are people, you probably met them, you know, high school mentality, where their only sense of personal empowerment is playing dirty tricks to get other people to fight each other. And then they feel great because they tricked them into it. Like the daycare workers who were goading the toddlers to fight each other. There's a real pathology going on there. And it's a very common tactic. To stir up trouble when you want trouble to be stirred up. And I will give you two examples. Back in 1954, there was a series of bombings inside Egypt that targeted British and American assets. And there was evidence all over that implicated the Egyptians. And diplomatic relations began to strain between Egypt and Great Britain and the United States. Then one of the bombs detonated prematurely. They caught one of the bombers, and it turned out to be an Israeli agent. And the agent and the other bombers, they eventually got them all, was tasked with sabotaging relations between Egypt and the United States and Great Britain in order to drive Great Britain and the United States closer to Israel, and specifically to convince the British to keep their troops stationed in the Sinai. Now, the plan was called Operation Susanna. Israel at first denied the allegations and said, it's a bunch of anti-Semitism. Well, it's an anti-Semitic plot. The Nazis are making these lies about us. But eventually, they had to admit what they had done. And Israeli Defense Minister Pinhas Lavon, for whom the scandal is named, was forced to resign. Although there is evidence, Lavon himself may not have known about Operation Susanna and was scapegoated for others within Mossad and Shin Bet. Another good example here. On June 8, 1967, during the Six-Day War, Israel attacked using both sea and aircraft the United States intelligence gathering ship USS Liberty. Now, during the attack, Israel jammed the radio frequencies used by United States Navy ships, and at the same time, they sent a message to President Lyndon Johnson that the USS Liberty was being attacked by Egypt. They're the bad people. Go hurt them. Hurt them. And a U.S. nuclear-armed strike was in the air headed for Cairo when the USS Liberty crew finally got a radio message out identifying their attackers as Israeli. But although the strike against Cairo was aborted, President Johnson and Secretary McNamara also ordered local U.S. forces to stand down and not go to the aid of the USS Liberty. The hope was, and Lyndon Johnson said this, he wanted the ship to sink and everybody to die so they wouldn't embarrass their friend in the Middle East. Now, despite a heavy pounding, the USS Liberty remained afloat, and the Israelis ran out of ammunition and had to retreat. So the U.S. concocted this cover story of mistaken identity. Israel paid compensation, presumably out of money given to them from the U.S. taxpayer, to the families of the 34 crewmen killed. Captain McGonagall was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. Interestingly enough, and this really reveals the degree of deception and shame on the part of the U.S. government, Captain McGonagall was given his medal by the Secretary of Navy in the Washington Navy Yard, away from the press, away from the public, didn't want to really call any attention to this whole thing. It's the only time in American history the Congressional Medal of Honor was not awarded by the president at the White House. Just sweeping it under the rug here. We don't want it to see. There is evidence to suggest that the attack on the USS Cole was another Israeli false flag in order to destroy relations between the United States and Yemen and keep selling this idea that the Arab Muslims are evil and we must have constant war against them. And, of course, we all know about the dancing Israelis who were Mossad agents who were arrested cheering and clapping and dancing as the World Trade Towers fell, and how they were very quickly sent back to Israel. Get them out of the way. Get them away from the American reporters. Get them away from that alternative media, especially. And yet, Carl Cameron's four-part series on Fox News about the Israeli spy ring quoted an unnamed U.S. government official as saying there was evidence that linked these arrested Mossad agents with 9/11. But that evidence had been classified by the United States government. So Israel pulled another dirty trick, and the U.S. government, as always, covers up for them. So if there is a big bang, either at the GOP convention, if the hurricane doesn't get there first, or over the Labor Day weekend, Iran is absolutely the bottom of the list of suspects you should consider. Because who gains from a terror attack? The U.S. and Israel, not Iran. They're not going to do it. They're not stupid people. And neither are you. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
America, welcome back to the show here and in other parts of the world, equally cratered, I might add. The civilian death toll from the U.S. drone strikes on what are claimed to be terrorist targets, numbers in the hundreds. Innocent people are being murdered in countries with which we are not supposedly in conflict with, like Pakistan. Now, the United Nations has strongly urged the United States to participate in investigations into these unmanned air raids that have caused so many deaths among the civilians. I don't think they're going to get a lot of cooperation. And the reality is there is absolutely no proof that the people these drone strikes are aimed at are guilty of anything. They are suspected terrorists only. And we know from what happened back in Iraq, the U.S. goes in, they offer huge vast amounts of money, reward, for any lead leading to a terrorist. And we know that a lot of people were named as terrorist suspects just to get the reward, because during the wartime, everybody's hungry, everybody's desperate for money. Got somebody you don't like. You know, oh yeah, that's a terrorist over there, give me my money. And they would grab some poor guy who hadn't done anything wrong, they'd fly him off to Guantanamo, and they would torture them. Sometimes to death. And they were torturing innocent people to death in Iraq. And there's no reason to expect that the degree of accuracy of the intelligence being bought inside places like Pakistan is any more accurate. It's like the witch hysteria in Europe, where, you know, the ugly women in a town would point to the beautiful women that all the men wanted to go after and say, oh, that's a witch. Anybody that pretty has to be a witch. Take her away so we get all the men to ourselves. These drone strikes are terror attacks. When you're in that little marketplace and you're getting your meal for the day and there's a huge explosion and everybody that you've ever known and grown up with is lying in bloody shreds around you, it doesn't make any difference if it's a robotic drone or a suicide bomber. It's still an act of terror. The U.S. government itself stated that setting off a bomb, waiting for the first responders to arrive, and then setting off a second bomb was an act of terror. And yet that is exactly the tactic the U.S. is using. They'll do a drone strike, wound and kill a lot of people. When the ambulance and the fire and the police show up, they send in a second strike. Now, that has clearly got nothing to do with the war on terror. They're taking out the infrastructure of the country. They're taking out the first responders. They're taking out the people who can deal with incoming death and mayhem to leave the remainder of the population completely defenseless and vulnerable. And that, too, is a function of terror. By the way, you do remember that we have a war still going on in Afghanistan. Okay, because there's still fighting going on up there. They haven't won that. They can declare victory and say, we're in the big cities. They certainly are not in control of any more of Afghanistan than those opium fields. Somebody did a chart about the amount of opium coming out of Afghanistan when it was way back in Soviet times. And then when the Taliban took over, the opium went away. That must have annoyed somebody here in the United States of America, because then we invade Afghanistan and there's more opium coming out of there than before. And the U.S. government says, oh, we've got to let those Afghani farmers grow opium. They would be so poor and broke if we didn't let them grow the opium. And it's all winding up on the streets of America. Same deal we had coming out of Vietnam. Same drug problem coming out of South America during the run-up to Iran-Contra. Russia's complaining about all this opium flowing from the U.S.-controlled areas of Afghanistan into Russia. And it's so pure and so concentrated, there are a lot of OD deaths taking place out there. Which reminds me, we mentioned the other day about this story where drug users, heroin users in Europe and now Great Britain have come across heroin that is contaminated with anthrax. And I've been putting a lot of thought into this situation. Knowing how opium is harvested, boiled down, chemically changed into heroin, there doesn't seem to be any way along there for an accidental infusion of anthrax. And so I'm back to thinking the only possible explanation for anthrax contaminating the heroin that is showing up in Europe is that somebody is taking anthrax for a false flag terror attack. They're hiding it inside heroin. They're bribing the border guards, the TSA, the what have you, and say, hey, I'm a drug dealer, I'm a terrorist, here's $20,000, let me go through. And as we know from that arrest that took place at the Los Angeles International Airport, the TSA is open to that kind of bribery. And all those fancy machines that let them look at you naked and give you skin cancer and all the rest of that stuff, they won't detect anthrax, especially if it's being walked around the outside of the machines. And so the reality is, none of that TSA stuff at the airport can actually protect you from a terrorist attack involving biologicals. They're not set up to do that. They're set up to let the TSA giggle at you while you're naked and give you skin cancer so that you'll spend the rest of your money at the cancer treatment centers of Poughkeepsie. And so the only thing I can conclude is that somebody is laying the ground for a biological false flag attack, and maybe that's why we're seeing all this news about Iran's leader is threatening terrorism against the West. Now, let me explain a little bit about anthrax. It has been promoted as a terrorist weapon in the corporate media, and in point of fact, it is not. For the very simple reason, it has to do with what's called secondary communicability. If you inhale or ingest or inject the spores from anthrax, you will die. But the people treating you won't get sick. The spores are the infective agent, but you are yourself not going to pass it on to other people. There's no secondary communicability. So anthrax was chosen as a battlefield weapon because a nation with lots of airplanes can fly over a battlefield and spray it with the spores. The troops all get sick. They can't fight. You move in. You take over. And your invading army, your own forces, don't get sick. And the surrounding areas don't get sick. You avoid the risk of a runaway pandemic. That's why it's a battlefield weapon. Now, a real terrorist, you know, as opposed to the phonies who steal towers from Holiday Inn, wrap them around their head, and go, I'm a terrorist, I'm Al-Qaeda, be afraid of me. A real terrorist who wants to use a biological weapon is going to choose an agent with a high secondary communicability. So they only have to plant a couple of infections, and then the human population or some other intermediary, like mosquitoes, think West Nile, does the work of infecting the target population for them. Because the terrorist doesn't care about then moving in and taking over the territory. The terrorists don't worry about the infection spreading beyond the initial target group. In fact, terrorists would want that to happen. So the reality is that anthrax is a lousy weapon for a real terror attack, but it's the perfect weapon for a fake terror attack. You spray it on a couple of regions, those are the only regions who are going to get sick. And that's why they're waving this around. And so if, in fact, the reason for the anthrax contamination in the heroin that's cropping up in Europe tells me that somebody is smuggling anthrax into those countries in preparation for a false flag attack to get everybody all up and riled against those gosh darned Arab Muslims. So, somebody actually wrote an article basically discussing the issue about, is it worth a nuclear war to save the U.S. dollar? I'm sure there's a lot of money junkies who think it is. Thankfully, more and more people are saying, no, it isn't worth a nuclear war to save the dollar. The dollar can't be saved anyway. No currency issued by a private central bank as loan at interest can be saved, because the very design of private central banking eventually destroys their own currency. Basically, it's all set up where when you create a private central bank, everybody's got a lot of money then, including the founders. They all have lives of luxury and comfort and privilege, and there's a lot of money there. But, of course, the accumulating debt is passed on forward to future generations. And eventually, because it is a pyramid scheme, all private central banks loaning the public currency as a loan at interest, they are pyramid schemes, Ponzi schemes. And they must eventually collapse. But the people who start these private central banks, they don't care. They're getting their money now. They're getting their huge mansions and their yachts and their girls and their cigars and their scotch, or their boys, depending. Don't mean to impugn the money junkie gaze. And they don't care about the suffering and misery that they are condemning future generations to, because these people know that this whole religion thing is a hoax. They know they're not going to go down to the dark regions and have devils sticking them with pitchforks for the rest of eternity. They know it's all a hoax to keep you in your place. They want their goodies now, and they'll go to their graves happy that they had a wonderful, wonderful life. Now, earlier today, I saw this very interesting story over on CNN's Financial News website. It said, trading volume at five-year low, don't panic. That was the headline. And then inside the article, it says, August is always a quiet month on Wall Street. You know, just basically saying, you know, there's nothing to worry about here. Everything's all right. Really, no need to worry. Certainly no need to get your money out of the markets or the banks. That's just silly. All is well. Nothing to see here, citizen. Move along. These aren't the droids you're looking for. But the reality is, over the last couple of weeks, we are starting to see some of the major inside players, like Warren Buffett, like George Soros, start to make major changes in their investment portfolio that signal that they are preparing for a drastic change to the economic landscape. And again, especially as we are seeing more and more of these court decisions saying that these financial institutions can use pension fund money, segregated money, your checking account deposits to cover their own shortfalls to stay solvent. Again, our common sense advice, and I'm no financial wizard, you know, because I'm poor, but the common sense advice is only keep as much money in the bank as you need to cover your obligations and keep the rest at in your home, in that mayonnaise jar buried in the backyard. And again, strongly recommend getting at least part of your money, not all of it, you need some liquidity, but getting some of your money into physical silver and gold. Don't buy the paper certificates, they're going to be worthless when the big crash comes. And by the way, of course, obviously Republic Trading Group here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, they handle these kinds of physical metal sales. And, of course, that's a big part of the support for Republic Broadcasting. It keeps us on the air and keeps us working to get the truth out to the American people about what is being done to them by Wall Street, the federal government, the money junkies, the war hawks, the Israeli lobby, all of that stuff. Thomas Jefferson said, highest duty of every citizen, keep yourself fully informed so that you can make good choices. And we are trying to get the information out there for you to look at so you can inform yourself. Like I said earlier in the show, I know you're all smart people. You can figure this stuff out. The government thinks otherwise. They think, or they're down to desperately hoping that you're dumb enough to fall for the same lies over and over and over again. A lot of people still talking about the MF Global situation. It's just customers' money evaporated, disappeared somewhere offshore maybe. They just don't know where the money went. And Corzine went free, not arrested, not charged, not investigated. We're living in an age where, you know, if you have a gun, you can rob a bank and they will put you in jail. But if you have a bank, you can rob millions and you will get away with it scot-free. The last official act of any government is to loot the nation. We are clearly in that phase right now. Let's see. We're talking about the, the Sentinel ruling. That's the one I was talking about just before. Basically saying that if a bank fails, the U.S. Court of Appeals Seventh Circuit has ruled that individual segregated bank accounts may be turned into the property of a third party under circumstances of duress, which is a fancy way of saying when the bank gets into trouble, your money can be used to bail them out. If they go bust, that money that belongs to you becomes part of what goes into receivership to pay off the main creditors, the bondholders. It's a license to steal your money to save themselves. And that's why we have our common sense rule. Only keep in the bank what you need to cover your outstanding obligations and keep the rest under your own control, because there is no more legal protection for you in the banks. We're going to grab a phone call here. Don in Ohio. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, you were talking about the anthrax. If you recall, directly after 9/11, the government decided to give out a bunch of stimulus money to businesses that were hurt by 9/11. Mm-hmm. In that amass of money given out, they also included sheep farmers, which had nothing to do with it. But if you think about sheep farmers, you got to wonder how many people were in, basically militarizing anthrax, which basically come from sheep and stuff like that, taking in some of the money that was given out at that time.
Well, we know that the anthrax that was used in those anthrax letters that were
I'm talking about 9/11, though. After 9/11, okay. They gave out a bunch of money. This was not after the anthrax thing. This is after 9/11. So, okay. You know, how did anthrax get into there? They gave it to sheep farmers. I mean, who wrote that in, first of all? Who collected the money? You know, who applied for the grants on it? And how many of them are bioweapons factories?
Well, I don't think the sheep ranchers themselves are bioweapons factory. In fact, anthrax production in the United States of America is basically confined to places like Dugway Proving Ground and, of course, Fort Detrick, which is where the anthrax that was used in the letters came from.
But still, they still put that in the bill that sheep farmers which, you know, that has nothing.
That may have been more politics than anything else, because there was this big pot of money that was made available, and everybody was going in grabbing bits of it for their constituents. So I wouldn't read too much into that.
I don't know about that, because the anthrax right afterwards. So you got to wonder.
Yeah, we know where that anthrax came from. European laboratories took apart its DNA signature and identified it as a strain that was under weaponization at Fort Detrick, the biological
weapons lab. I still say there's something suspicious there anyways. Okay, thanks.
Well, I disagree with you, obviously, but we have a First Amendment, so we can have a spirited discussion about it. But it is known where the anthrax used in the anthrax letters came from. It came from the U.S. Army's biological weapons program. And that basically tells us that all these letters and everything to try and point the blame at Muslims was just another false flag. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, Bill Murphy is out there basically pointing fingers at J.P. Morgan. Join the crowd. We could rent out the Superdome for all the people currently pointing fingers at J.P. Morgan. They are getting subpoenas regarding LIBOR from every single regulatory agency in the Western banking system. But Bill Murphy is pointing a finger in a different direction, and it relates to J.P. Morgan's attempts to depress silver prices. Now, remember, from the money junkies' point of view, they need you to keep your money in the stock market and in the banks, because your money forms part of their asset base on which their reserves can be calculated. And if you were all to take your money out of the banks or out of the stock market and start to buy silver and gold, the banks would be insolvent overnight. And so the banks have a major motive for suppressing gold and silver prices. Every time gold prices start to go up, from some source, a huge amount of physical gold is dumped on the market to drive the prices back down again. We know the Bank of England was hit with a huge scandal because they not only dumped a huge amount of gold bullion on the market, they announced it ahead of time, which drove prices down. So not only did they get rid of the gold reserves, they did it in a way which basically cheated the British people out of any kind of a return on the dumping of the gold. We know that people have been playing fast and loose with these gold certificates and paper gold issues, and it's been going back and forth. So apparently the J.P. Morgan silver manipulations are starting to bubble up to the surface, and a lot of metals traders are starting to file legal actions regarding the use of manipulations, like shorting, to try and keep those prices down. And basically what Bill Murphy is saying, the gold cartel and J.P. Morgan, they're starting to lose control of the manipulation of the prices. And J.P. Morgan is in a very serious short position themselves, because J.P. Morgan was in the silver investment business in the paper side, and they don't have enough physical silver to cover their paper positions. If there's a run on J.P. Morgan silver issues, that's going to be gone overnight. That's why we keep saying, you know, the money junkies cheat. They cheat. They know that they can get away with it. The government will not prosecute. And they're playing the same games with silver and these paper silver and gold investments that they've been playing with the Federal Reserve notes and the mortgage-backed securities, because they've been getting away with it. But it's not going to last much longer. And I know the price of silver and gold is very volatile, but at some point it's going to have to really take off when it breaks free of all these manipulation chains that are going on there. By the way, speaking of all of this bundling that's going on, I was talking with Bill Shaw on the phone earlier today. We're going to get him on the show again to talk about mortgage fraud and credit card fraud and some of these predatory companies and everything. We're going to take a station break. More about Bill Shaw and bundling after station identification.
Are you against